Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com. You have to say that because, you know, who the fuck went another way. And you listen to Distorted View.
Cool.
Oh, mama. We're the cocksuckers who can get your rocks off. How about it, stud? Are you looking for real men to bow and bend for? Latin lovers to give it to you real good. Big balls to fill your warm mouth. We've got it all. Every man for every pleasure. Discreet and intimate. Your hidden fetish is our little secret, and we want to fulfill it real bad. Get off with a well-hung stud. Enjoy uninhibited, raunchy fun. We're greased for action, so call now.
All right.
We're waiting.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, November 2nd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, does Jesus Christ Almighty have AIDS? Plus, a fingerless, toeless, testicle-less tragedy, and return of the crazy glue dick. All of this, plus a classique edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. You may also know me as a cocksucker who can get your rocks off. Discreet and intimate. Love that intro so much. We haven't played it lately. Yes, back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great classique edition. This is an amazing story. It first aired in April of 2006, and I billed it as one of the most offensive Sextastic Tuesday stories ever. I don't know if that still holds up. I don't know if it stands the test of time, because we've read a lot of offensive Sextastic Tuesday stories, but it definitely is a fan favorite. I think someone was just calling in about it recently. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday. It's what you want. It's what America's been asking for.
It's sextastic.
It certainly is. Ladies, start fingering your bacon hole. Gentlemen, whip out your cock. Place it firmly in your hand. Let's do this. Again. One final warning. If you're easily offended, go away. Okay.
Her name was Karen, and we first met in Psych 101. Well, that sounds nice. You know, college romance. This might not be so bad, right? She was a gnarled young thing, wheelchair-bound, head cocked permanently to her left, crusty fingers twisted into half-knots, long, atrophied legs, a seemingly endless trickle of spittle running from the corner of her mouth. And a nation collectively unsubscribes to the Distorted View podcast. All right, back to the story here. It's just getting good. Yes, the spittle coming out of her mouth. Despite her physical curse, MD, compounded by palsy, ouch, yet another one of life's cruel, cruel blows, she was intelligent and very funny, and always added lively, insightful input to class discussions. One might say she stood out from the crowd, in more ways than one. Now, by mid-semester, Karen and I had become friends. I'd wheel her into the quiet hallways of the student center, and we'd talk for hours about life's injustices, about our radically different childhoods, about health, about disease, about the future. As the winter passed and spring approached, Karen and I became exceedingly close. Needless to say, the thought of making love to Karen had crossed my shallow, polluted little mind on occasion, but was each time snuffed by the inescapable mental image of her pale, twisted limbs, her labored breathing, the stringy, clouded saliva running from her mouth, the image of fucking a sideshow attraction. There were times when we were together that she charmed me to the point I wanted to take her in my arms and ravage her. Let her feel my hot, pounding heart against hers. But the images would flood as if though a shattered dam and submerge me in guilt-ridden disgust. One hot night in July, my roommate, Captain Forehead, and I... His roommate's name is Captain Forehead. Captain Forehead and I were hosting a keg party at our mobile. There I sat as the hours went by, getting drunk next to Karen, whose usually ashen complexion was now rosy with alcohol. She drank her fill, laughed at the jokes, flirted with the guys, and did her damnedest to be a part of it all. But I could see her broken gaze eventually returning to the other girls at the party, scanning their figures, studying their shapely, limber legs. As the night began to give way to morning, the last of our guests stumbled out the door, and I found myself coked to the gills on the couch with Karen dozing on my shoulder. He's coked out of his mind. Cappy had long since... That must be Captain Forehead. Had long since passed out in the backseat of his Impala out front with some skanky local broad who'd wander in, and our neighbor, Crazy Dave, rest in peace, old soldier, was busy throwing up in the kitchen trash can. I lifted Karen up and took her into my room, settling her gently on the bed. As I turned to leave, she stirred. Jax, let's do it. Actually, if I want to be totally insensitive, it probably sounded more like...
Jax, let's do it.
Sexy. I froze in my tracks, waiting for those vile, monstrous image to flush over me, waiting for an excuse, any excuse, to get the hell out of that room. For whatever reason, the booze, the dope, my conscience, that excuse never materialized. The images didn't come. Instead, I found my face flushed, my temples pounding, my cock swelling and throbbing in my jeans. God help me, but I wanted her. Diseased, mangled, pathetic creature that she was. I wanted her. I turned around and faced her in the reddish glow of the sunrise, filtering through the $2 curtains and leftover cigarette smoke, my hands and voice trembling in perfect sync. Karen, you're drunk. Get some sleep, hon, I stammered. Jax, she said.
Jax,
she said again more urgently.
I need you to do this for me, please.
But Karen, I saw in her eyes a precarious triangular balance between desire, desperation, and total defeat. I couldn't fight it. Somewhere between animal lust and human pity, I knelt over to her and kissed her. Her lips parted wide, and my tongue slipped down into her streaming sour mouth. Ew. Sour mouth. She gasped and pulled me down on top of her with her gnarled arms, running her twisted fingers along my temples through my hair. This is hot. Before long, I had wrapped myself around her atrophied frame and was peeling her clothes off. She was grunting and panting like a coyote in a leg hold trap, licking my neck, sucking my earlobes, whispering how wonderful it felt to be held.
This is wonderful!
It's her whispering in his ear.
I want you inside me!
All right, back to the story here. Fighting off an army of swirling psychological demons, I pulled her jeans and panties down with one swift tug and tossed them to the floor. An instant later, I was licking and sucking her flattened, pasty breasts, trailing down her sagging, pockmarked belly with my tongue, forcing my face between her lifeless white thighs and kissing, then sucking, her mushy, reeking snatch. Nice. You cannot beat a mushy, reeking snatch. She reached up and tried to hold fast to the nightstand as I lifted her legs over my shoulders and dug in with my chin. My tongue, numbed from the combination of cocaine and vaginal acids, ran wild circles inside her as her bushy pubes filled my nostrils. She began to shudder and sob for air as I ran my face under her ash cheeks and let my tongue part her sweaty black bunghole with wet, darting thrusts. Ah! She then said,
"Put it in my mouth."
She lost her hold on the nightstand and her arm, like a withered autumn tree branch, quivered and bounced to the side of the bed. I stood at the headboard, cradling the back of her head with one hand and her chin with the other. I slid my cock between her lips. A thin, sticky stream of spittle leaked from the corner of her mouth and onto the pillow as she drew me in, purring hungrily as I pushed the shaft in, running along inside of her cheeks and distorting her already twisted features.
just so wrong on so many levels. Yes, his penis in her mouth distorted her already twisted features. I stiffened as her teeth clumsily scraped a layer of my flesh from the head. Ah, that's awful. And she looked up at me like a frightened child. Cock stinging, I pulled out and ran the bottom of it along her face and over her lips. She gently soothed and kissed it, then drew back, grinning up at me like one of Jerry's kids at the telethon fireworks show. Fuck. I can't go on with this. This is awful. Alright, there's only a few more lines here. I climbed back over her and lifted her bony white legs into the air. Slowly, I slid my cock into her and began pumping, slowly and gently at first, as she smiled nervously up at me. Then furiously hard as I felt my stomach knot and my throat close. I pulled out just in time to splatter her belly with jism, to swat the dive-bombing demons from the air. What? What the hell does that mean? Then collapsed in a drug-marinated heap beside her, panting for breath in the unbearable thick mixture of mildewy summer air and sexual stench. The end.
Yes, yes, everything's ungodly. Where else would you hear crippled porn, huh? Just one of the many reasons Distorted View is a very important podcast in my own fruity little head. Yes, today's Sextastic Tuesday, as always, is brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. Now look, they've got a great deal for you freaks, and I'm not just saying that because they're a sponsor and they can really make me say anything to you. And I'd sell it like the little whore that I am. But honestly, just listen to this deal. 50% off. That's half off just about any item. That's a huge savings, right? Plus, you're going to get free shipping, so you're not going to have to worry about those fees. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs. You get some movies there. Also, a mystery gift, a little bonus for you. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. When you find the product you want and you click checkout, there's a little box for a promo code or a coupon code or whatever. Just type in F-R-E-A-K. You'll automatically see your savings and all the discounts applied, and it'll let you know that you're going to be getting those 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Try it out right now. Go to AdamandEve.com. Pick out a dildo or a penis pump or a masturbator or lingerie or movies or lube, whatever. Anytime you need lube, go to AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. It'll help out the program. You'll save some money. It's a win-win. All right, there you go. AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Am I still in pitch man mode? I've got a little juice left in me, just enough to tell you about SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is Distorted View's member site. Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Full access to the entire archive of programs. You can listen to all of the 2006 shows, all the 2005 shows, and the few 2004 shows that we've done. Basically every single episode of DV, plus full access to the archive. I just mentioned that, huh?
The whistles go woo-woo! You get nothing!
Absolutely nothing!
Oh, no.
Bye-bye!
That's all, bye!
Yes, I deserve that. I rarely give myself a train wreck, but Christ, I'm an idiot. Yes, you, of course, get access to the entire archive of programs, plus every single episode of DV in the archive. Did I mention the archive yet? Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for stuff. Oh. Some poor son of a bitch over there in the UK has taken the worst vacation ever. James Ross told friends that he is on the mend and desperate for a pint after his 13-day ordeal in Portugal. Ross, 26, is understood to have had a testicle, his wedding finger, an ear, and 2 toes sliced off by kidnappers. I would guess, like, if I was a kidnapper, I would start with the toes, right? Because you don't want to blow your wad on the testicle. You start off slowly, like your little baby toe, because he doesn't really need that, but it'll frighten him. And then you move up to maybe, you know, the big toe. And then, I don't know, what would be next, a finger or an ear? Probably a finger. It's all about the, you know, building the momentum, or, you know, escalating it. Because if he doesn't respond to the toes, you gotta move up. Now, if for some reason you cut off an ear and he doesn't respond, what could you possibly do next? Oh, yes, cock and balls. I don't know what these kidnappers wanted. I'm guessing money. Dad of two Ross remains in a Lisbon hospital where he's thought to have undergone a string of operations, including plastic surgery. He's missing ears, fingers, and balls. He joked about his desire for a drink, though, and even about his hospital stay in messages to his online pals. Now is not the time for you to be popping into AOL chat rooms for conversations, you know what I mean? You need to rest. Maybe it meant that he wrote the message online for his real-life friends. I don't know. I don't care enough about this story to really look into it. Yes, meanwhile, his wife Donna, a wannabe model. That's kind of an asshole move by the reporter, don't you think? This poor guy has been through hell. And now there's a reporter talking all about how this guy's testicles have been cut off and shit like that. And then he mentions the guy's wife and calls her a wannabe model. Yes, his wife Donna, a wannabe model, confirmed her husband's gruesome injuries, but she denied claims that he was targeted after a drug deal went wrong. Ross, from Wiccathness or something, uploaded a series of videos to his social networking page, including the Prodigy track, Take Me to the Hospital. Right, writing online, he said, Missing my drams and pints. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm getting better by the day. Donna, also 26, has been under police guard with her children at her home in Hoek since her husband's ordeal. Four men are being held over the torture kidnap, which began when Ross was snatched at an airport. Police in Portugal believe the thugs behind the brutal assault sent Ross's bloody body parts to rival gangs in a bid to scare them off. He managed to escape when four Brits were held after an alleged cannabis ring. A man who was guarding him allegedly took fright after hearing of the arrest and left him alone. Cops were already searching for him after Donna received threatening calls from the kidnappers. He was found bleeding in the streets in the village of Balquim or something. I really wish the news story would go more into this guy's testicular injuries. That's what I'm interested in. All right, second story we have for you today. What does Jesus H. Christ and Mr. Brady from the Brady Bunch have in common? If you said they both had AIDS, ding, 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 you're right. That's what the H in Jesus H. Christ stands for. It's Jesus HIV Christ. All right, today I will start with a three-part sermon on Jesus was HIV positive, said South African pastor Zola Skosana in a recent Sunday church service. The words initially stunned his congregation in Cape Town's, oh God, Kalacha Township into silence and then set tongues wagging in churches across the country. Some Christians have been outraged, saying he is portraying Jesus as sexually promiscuous. Oh, please, come on. With that twink body of his, those abs, that long hair, he's like a skater boy. Of course the gays would be all over his shit and in it. Dick deep in his holy shit. All right, HIV is mainly transmitted through sex. Huh, you learn something new every day. It's a very educational program I have here. HIV is mainly transmitted through sex, but can also be spread through needle sharing, contaminated blood, pregnancy, and toilet seats. Dun, dun, dun. No, breastfeeding. However, as Pastor Skosana told those gathered in the modest Lulaza High School hall for his weekly service, in many parts of the Bible, Jesus put himself in the position of the destitute, the sick, and the marginalized. Wherever you open the scriptures, Jesus puts himself in the shoes of people who experience brokenness. Isaiah 53, for example, clearly paints a picture of Jesus who takes upon himself the infirmities and the brokenness of humanity. So what I think he's saying here is, you know, Jesus saw these people inflicted with HIV. Very sad, you know. And Jesus was like, I want that. I want to be like that. And he became a bug chaser. Creepy. Yes, he also is quick to emphasize that he is using the metaphor to highlight the dangers of the HIV/AIDS pandemic, which still carries a stigma in South Africans' townships. Of course, there's no scientific evidence that Jesus had the HIV virus in his bloodstream, says the pastor, whose non-denominational Hope for Life ministry is part of a growing charismatic movement in South Africa. The best gift we can give people who are HIV positive is to help destigmatize AIDS. No, the best thing you could do is give them medication. They don't care if Jesus had AIDS or not. That's not their concern right now. And create an environment where they know God is not against them. He's not ashamed of them. But Pastor Mike Bailey, who officiates at the Namzamo Baptist Church in nearby Guglethu, I'm taking some liberties with that pronunciation, said most clergy in Kalathisa, another Cape town, I hate this story, townships are strongly opposed to associating Jesus with HIV. The subject of my Jesus being HIV positive is a scathing matter. My Jesus, selfish little bastard.
He's mine, that's my Jesus, and he does not have AIDS. You take that back now, right now.
Why would you say that? You're so mean. All right, Pastor Skosana says the more we talk about it in our pulpits, the more we ask people to test voluntarily in the church, the better. One of the most powerful things we can do as a church right now is to say Jesus was and is HIV positive. So, there you go. Okay, whatever. Final story we have for you today. This one is an update to a story we previously talked about on the program. A Wisconsin woman being sued by a man whose penis she glued to his body says he is only doing it as a get-rich-quick scheme. All right. Teresa Zeman of Appleton filed a counterclaim against Danessa Davis, claiming malicious prosecution and fraud. Davis sued Zeman, saying she caused him long-lasting physical and psychological harm. Zeman was charged with being the ringleader in a group of women who all dated Davis and lured him to a motel last year to get revenge on him for cheating on them. You may remember that story, right? Investigators said she tied him down, presumably for sexual reasons, and then brought in all of the other women. All four women pleaded guilty to reduced charges. Davis said in his lawsuit that Zeman fed him a date rape drug and that he was afraid she would harm him. When he passed out, they promptly glued his cock to his stomach. Fantastic. Robert Baleen, Zeman's lawyer, said that Davis then tried to revive his romantic relationship with Zeman after the incident, even after she glued his cock to his stomach. At no time did he indicate he suffered any ill effects, Baleen wrote. Rather, the plaintiff acted in a manner indicating that he was as fit and virile as ever. A little crazy glue on the shaft isn't going to stop that romance. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of chaw. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
You do, Timmy Boo. Sideshow member Snatch Weasel here. What the free side people hear this, because that's a message they need to hear. But when I became a Sideshow member, I went to your website and downloaded every single podcast, video cast, and but Sunday that was on the site, and I can continue to listen to nothing but Distorted View while at work. And after 7 months and over 1,500 episodes of DV, I have finally finished off the entire list, and I am currently caught up.
Wow.
With Distorted View episodes now.
Good boy.
So it's going to be sad that I'm not going to listen to you for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week anymore, but I will be listening to brand new episodes every day, one at a time. So if that's not enough incentive for these freeloading faggots to sign up, $5 a month, I mean, that's it.
That's how I will refer to non-paying members from now on, freeloading faggots.
Then I don't know what is. So,
freeloading faggots.
Keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing fresh episodes.
Like, something has got to be wrong with him now. After listening to my voice for 8 hours every single day and all of the weird shit on this program, he's got to be a little messed up now.
Hey, Timothy James. Sideshow member Dan from Texas calling
yes.
in. Hey, man, I don't know if you've seen this on TV or not, but it's called WeGiveADamn.org. It's all about gay, bisexual, transgender, tranny, whatever. It's all about trying to stop, you know, people who aren't straight from committing suicide.
Oh.
And, you know, their big line is,
We give a damn.
Okay. Do you? And honestly, I don't really. I thought it might be worth mentioning.
You're a monster.
Hello, Timothy. White man Hanson.
White man. Oh. I gotta try calling Glenn Miller on the extended portion today. I mean, this is a big day for him, right?
Yeah, I just want to say what's up. Hope things are going good and compliments on the show.
Thank you.
You're doing good. And also, can you give me Joe's phone number? Because I really want him to be the one to fucking break my man cherry.
Oh, wow. Bye. All right, do you want him to be wearing the Tonetta outfit? We can make that happen. I sense that being a Sideshow exclusive video.
Hi,
TV Log Cherry.
Hello, Timothy Ensign, this is Penn. Penn, let's go, your monkey overlord calling. Timothy, I'm surprised you've never heard of figging before. Me and my buddies, in the Scott Taylor sense of the word, were really into it in college. Except we were hardcore. We used sweet potatoes. And yeah. Yes, there is a danger. They can get lost.
What about using, like, peppers? Like jalapenos, not jalapenos, but something even hotter than that. You know,
hey.
What are those really hot habaneros or something?
Hey, Timothy Jewbag Henson, this is Sideshow member Grimlock, and want to ask your freaks if any of them have figured out how to get the RSS password protected feed to work on Android, because I can't seem to get that to work.
If anyone has an Android phone and is a Sideshow member and has figured it out, I don't have an Android phone now, so I don't know how to do that. But I'm sure there's apps for listening to podcasts and stuff, so there might be something good out there. I don't know. Okay, that was nothing. 6 seconds of...
Hey, Tim, I just wanted to know if you're done moving yet, because you said that when you were done moving, you'd start doing Thursday shows again. I do
Thursday shows, and they're for Sideshow members, so you have to sign up. You're obviously not a paying member, you freeloading faggot.
I have a hungry asshole. Oh, God. Oh, I have a hungry asshole. Oh, God. I need sushi, yum, yum. Oh, my Aryans have gotten just burning. It's burning. Can I get some help?
All right, someone has a hungry asshole.
Timothy, are you thirsty? Henson, this is Sideshow member Rich Leather calling. Yeah, enough about all this Inuyasha stuff, whether it's good, bad, or garbage. It doesn't matter because, man, I have found a show for you. You'll absolutely love it. The name of the show is Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt. Now, if that isn't enough, just imagine this. This being sort of the Japanese response to shows like Powerpuff Girls or Dexter's Laboratory or even Invader Zim. Because this show is completely off the hook, off the chain, however you want to put it. It is weird. It is funny. It is crass and crude. I mean, for example, the first monster that the characters fight in this show is a gigantic shit monster. I'm not kidding. And then there's the third episode where they fight against all the sperm that have been killed at the hands of tissue paper.
Now,
it doesn't get any better than this. You got to check it out.
Well, where can I watch that? Is it on anywhere here in America, or do I have to download it? What's going on?
Hey, Timmy Poopookins. This is Puppy here. Oh, yeah. Hello. In case you're wondering, no, I'm not no faggy fucking furry. I'm an S&M, and I'm into like, the fucking puppy play scene. So, guess what? I done been listening to more motherfucking Wendy Ho. So, she probably has my favorite abortion song of all time. It's called I Can't Afford It. So I guess I'm going to abort it. You done got to be listening to that. Also, about 75% of Wendy Ho's music is all Distorted View worthy. So you really have to check it out. This bitch is fucking crazy.
All right.
Okay,
well, later. Definitely
Bye.
Play some Wendy Ho. Guys, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God.
And you certainly enjoyed your asshole.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
People getting me angry here! Stop it, mess it up!